Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Zayin Amud Beis. We're holding on the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph, four lines from the bottom, by the word Mesfe. So we're really holding in the middle of a conversation regarding whether Toma is Hutra B'tzibur or it's Dechuya B'tzibur. According to Rav Nachman, Toma is Hutra B'tzibur. And according to Rav Sheshas, we said that Toma is Dechuya B'tzibur. So now says the Gemara Mesfe. In fact, the Gemara Kasha, the Pasuk says regarding the tzitz, the head plate that the Kohen Gadol used to wear, the Pasuk says, V'nasa Aron es Avayin HaKadoshim. It says that through wearing the tzitz, so Aron HaKohen, he atones for some sort of Avayin HaKadoshim, some sort of Psul Karbon. The tzitz is Meratzah for that Psul Karbon. Now the Torah doesn't tell us which Psul it's Meratzah for. So says the Gemara, V'chi'eza Avayin HuNais. Say, for which psul is the tzitz meratzah for? Im avoin pigol, which Rashi says means machshav v'chutzlum koimai, that if a person has a machshav to eat the carbon past outside of the boundaries that it needs to be eaten in, that's the avoin that the tzitz is meratzah for. It can't be akre kvar nemer lo yiratzah. The Torah says it's not meratzah for that. Im avoin naisar, and if it's referring to Rashi says a machshav that a person has that's chutzlus manai to eat the carbon past a lot of time that it needs to be eaten in, Hare Kvar Nemer Lo Yichashev, the Torah says that no, it's also that it's not Meratzah for that. So it can't be that it's Meratzah for these things. So what's the Tzitz Meratzah for? Says the Gemara turning on to Amud Beis, Ha'enu Naisei El Avayin Tumah. It must be that it's Meratzah for an Avayin Tumah. And why do we choose Tumah? Shehutzer Miklala B'tzibur, because we find that Tumah has a different Kula, that it's Hutzer Miklala B'tzibur. Since we find that Tumah has this other kula that is Hutra Michala when it comes to a carbon seabor, a carbon that has a set time to bring it. So it makes sense that that's the type of oven which we already find is more kal. That's the type of psul carbon that the tzitz is meratzah for. Now, if Ada, when it's betzibur, when it's by a carbon that has a set time to bring it, then we don't need to come on to the tzitz. But that type of psul of tumah when you don't have the hutra, when you're not dealing with the tzibur, so that's the type of psul that the tzitz is meratzah for. So, but the bottom line is, we see from this brisa that the Tana says lahedya that tumah is hutra michlala betzibur. So it's a kash on Rav Sheshes, who says that Tumah is only Dechuya B'tzibur. V'kasha l'Rav Sheshes, says the Gemara, it's a kash on Rav Sheshes. So this, there's no way out. The Tana says lahedya, that Tumah is Hutra Michlala. So says the Gemara, there's no way to be Miyashiv the Braisa like Rav Sheshes. However, Tanai, but we could say that it's really a Machlekes Tanayim. And in a Chanami, this Tana clearly holds like Rav Nachman that Tumah is Hutra Michlala B'tzibur. But there's really, it's a Machlekes Tanayim if it's Hutra or Dechuya. And where do we find such a machlekes? Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Tzitz, regarding the tzitz, bein sheyeshnu al mitzchay, bein sheinu al mitzchay, whether it's on the head of the Kohen Gadol, or whether it's not on the head of the Kohen Gadol, meratzah, it's meratzah, meaning even when it's not on the head of the Kohen Gadol, the tzitz is still meratzah. Different Rabbi Shimon, that's what Rabbi Shimon holds. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, however, Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik, and Rabbi Yehuda says that no, ideyu al mitzchay meratzah. If it's on the Kohen Gadol's head, so then it's meratzah. But ein ideyu al mitzchay, ein meratzah. But if it's not on the head of the Kohen Gadol, it's not meratzah. The tzitz only works when it's on, when the Kohen Gadol is wearing it. But when the Kohen Gadol is not currently wearing it, so then it's not meratzah. So it's machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And then the Braisa says, Amar loy Rabbi Shimon said to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon who said that it does not have to be on the Kohen Gadol's head. He said to Rabbi Yehuda, I have a raya to my shita. Kohen Gadol b'yom kippurim yechiach. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, he's meichiach, that you don't need it to be on his head. How do you see that from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? She'eino day al mitzchay, because it's not on his head when he wears the big day lavan, so it's not the Shemayna begadim, he's not wearing it tzitz, and yet still a meratzah. It seems Rabbi Shimon just held misvara that there's no problem of tumah by the karbanos of Yom Kippur, so it must be because the tzitz is meratzah. So you see that the tzitz is meratzah, even though the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz, because he's not wearing Shemayin and Begadim, he's wearing the big day lavan when he goes lefnai v'lefnem. So you see from here, it must be that how is there a ritzoy for a karban that's brought in tumah, which we assume that there is such a thing. It must be because the tzitz is meratzah, even though the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz. So that was Rabbi Shimon's raya to Rabbi Yehuda, that you see that the tzitz does not have to be on the Kohen Gadol's head. Amar le Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said back to Rabbi Shimon, that no, Hanach l'kain gadol b'yom ha-kippurim, shetomu hutshu lo'i b'tzibur. No, the reason why, by Yom Kippur, which we're all going with, everyone's going with this assumption, that there would be no problem of Tumah, but the reason is not because the tzitz is meratzah. The reason why there's no problem on Yom Kippur, Hanach l'kain gadol b'yom ha-kippurim, leave that to the side, shetomu hutshu lo'i b'tzibur. That's because there's a different reason why there's no problem of Tumah, and that's because Tumah's hutshu b'tzibur. Since the karbanos of Yom Kippur need to be brought at a specific time, it's brought on Yom Kippur, so therefore there's a din hutra, it's a din hutra b'tzibur, that's why there's no problem of tuma. But so that's the end of the braisa. So the Gemara points out, Mechlad, Reb Shimon Savar, tuma d'chuya hi b'tzibur. L'chaira, you see from here that Reb Shimon clearly held that no, that tuma is only d'chuya b'tzibur, because if not, if he held that it was hutra, so then why would he need to, how could he say that it's because the tzitz is meratzah? If tuma was hutra b'tzibur, so then you don't need to come on to the tzitz. There's no psul tuma. There's no psul tuma if you hold hutra. It must be that Reb Shimon held that tuma is only d'chuya b'tzibur. So you see, you have a machlekes, Reb Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, whether or not the tuma is dechuya betzibur or hutra betzibur. According to Rabbi Yehuda, tuma is hutra betzibur, and according to Reb Shimon, tuma is dechuya betzibur. Now the chayra comes out from this gemara that if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda that the tzitz is maratza only when it's on the kohen gadol's head, so then you have to say tuma is hutra betzibur. Because if the tzitz is only meratzah when it's on the kohen gadol's head, so how is there ritzui by a carbon that's brought betumah on Yom Kippur? It must be because tumah's hutra. There's no tzitz on the kohen gadol's head. He's not wearing shmain the begadim. He's wearing the big day lavan. So how is it that we could bring a carbon betumah? It must be because tumah's hutra betzibur. That's what comes out from this gemara, that the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda who holds that the tzitz is only meratzah when it's on the kohen gadol's head is mitlatoli in holding that tumah's hutra betzibur. The two go hand in hand. You can't say that the tzitz is only meratzah when it's on the kohen gadol's head, and then say that tumah is dechuya betzibur. Which is why the Mefarshim and the Rambam point out that the Rambam is very shver, because the Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that the tzitz is only meratzah when it's on the kohen gadol's head, and yet still he paskins that tumah is dechuya betzibur. So a shver Rambam. Anyway, zak the Gemara weiter. Amar Abaye, says Abaye, Benishbar Hatzitz, the Kuli Amu Le Pligi De Le Meratza. Everyone's maida that if the tzitz was broken, so it's not even ba'ilam anymore, it's completely broken, so then everyone's maida that the tzitz is not meratzah. Meaning, even Reb Shimon who holds that the tzitz does not have to be on the kohen gadol's head, he's maida that if the tzitz is broken, it's not ma'akiv, that it's not meratzah. The tzitz has to be ba'ilam. Once it's ba'ilam, it doesn't have to be on the kohen gadol's head. But if the tzitz is broken, even Reb Shimon who holds that the tzitz does not need to be on the kohen gadol's head to be meratzah, he's maida that in such a case, the tzitz won't be meratzah because there's no tzitz. Ki pliki de tali besichsa. The machlekes Reb Shimon Reb Yehuda is this dafka in a case where the tzitz is hanging on a peg. It's being hung up at right now, so it's just not on the kohen gadol's head. That Reb Yehuda savar. Reb Yehuda held that it needs to be on the kohen gadol's head. And what's his makar? Because the pasuk says al meitzach v'nasa. The full pasuk is the pasuk says v'hai al meitzach aron v'nasa aron is avin hakotchem. So the pasuk mentions that the tzitz is on Aaron HaKohen's head, and then the pasuk says v'nasa aron is avin hakotchem. So Reb Yehuda understood from there that's only when the tzitz is on Aaron HaKohen's head, that's when you have v'nasa aron is avin hakadoshim. That's when you have that the tzitz is meratzah, only when it's on his head. If it's not on his head though, so then the tzitz is not meratzah. That was Reb Yehuda's shita. That was Rabbi Yehuda's makar. Reb Shimon Savar, Reb Shimon who held that the tzitz is meratzah, whether it's on the kohen gadol's head or not on the kohen gadol's head. So what's his makar? He says the Gemara, Reb Shimon Savar, that the pasuk says, in that same pasuk, in the end, it says, Tamid l'ratzin l'fnei Hashem. Now the pasuk doesn't actually say, the Gemara is almost taking the words out of context. If you look in the pasuk, so the pasuk says in the end, "V'haya al mitzchay tamid l'ratzayin lahem l'fnei Hashem." It says in the tzitz should be on the kohen gadol's meitzach tamid. It's "V'haya al mitzchay tamid l'ratzayin lahem l'fnei Hashem" as a ritzoy l'fnei Hashem. That would be the pashta way of reading the pasuk. But Reb Shimon's darshening that no, you could read it independently. That tamid l'ratzayin l'fnei Hashem. That the word tamid is not going backwards on the word mitzchay. It's not v'hayah mitzchay tamid and then put a comma, L'ratzel Fnei Hashem. The proper way to read the pasuk is V'hayal Mitzray. The tzitz is on his Mitzach. Tamid L'ratzel Fnei Hashem. But it's always L'ratzel Fnei Hashem. So my Tamid. So that, which the Gemara is about to speak out. My Tamid. What does the word Tamid mean over here? Ilei Matamid Al Mitzray. That's going back on the word Mitzray. That's going back on the that's V'hayal Mitzray Tamid. That it's saying that the tzitz has to constantly be on the head of the Kohen Gadol. Is that even possible? That the tzitz should always be on the Kohen Gadol's head? He doesn't need to ever go to the bathroom. He doesn't ever need to take a nap, to go to sleep. So it can't be that the pasuk is telling us that v'haya mitzchay tamid, that the tzitz has to be on the Kohen Gadol's head tamid, because it's not possible. Ela tamid v'ratzehu. Rather, the word tamid is going on the end of the pasuk. It's the way to read the pasuk is v'haya mitzchay. The tzitz is on his meitzach. Tamid l'ratzen lehem l'fnei Hashem. But it's always meratzeh, meaning even when it's not on the Kohen Gadol's head, it's still going to be meratzeh, because the tzitz is always meratzeh. The Ritva brings from Rabbeinu Tam over here, who points out that when the Gemara wants to say that it can't be that the tzitz has to always be on the Kohen Gadol's head, so the Gemara says it can't be. Why? And the Gemara gives two examples, because he needs to go to the bathroom and he also needs to go to sleep sometimes. So the Ritva brings from Rabbeinu Tam, who points out the Gemara doesn't say that sometimes he needs to leave the Beis HaMikdash. So says Rabbeinu Tam, you see a raya from here that it must be because even when he does leave the Beis HaMikdash, he's allowed to wear the tzitz. The Kohen Gadol is allowed to wear the tzitz even outside of the Mikdash. And his raya is because if he wasn't allowed to wear it outside of the Mikdash, so the Gemara here should have said that it can't be that Tamid is going back on the tzitz being on the Kohen Gadol's head, because doesn't he ever have to leave the Mikdash? From the fact that the Gemara doesn't say that, it must be that he's allowed to leave the Beis HaMikdash with his tzitz on. That's what Rabbeinu Tam proves from our Gemara. However, the Ritva himself is chaylik on Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ritva says that it can't be. It says it can't be that even when, that we find that even the big day kain hediyot, which are less kaddish than the tzitz, that those begadim, the kain hediyot's not allowed to leave the mikdash wearing the big day kahuna. So surely the tzitz, which l'chayr is more kaddish than the big day kain hediyot, says the Ritva, then surely the tzitz, the kain gadol, is not allowed to wear the tzitz outside of the mikdash. So why doesn't our Gemara say miloi bai to leave from the mikdash? Why doesn't the Gemara say that it can't be that the tzitz has to always be on his head, because doesn't he ever leave the Beis HaMikdash? That's what the Gemara should have said. Says the Ritva, the Gemara means to say that even in the mikdash, it's not possible for him to wear the tzitz all the time, because at times he's going to have to go use the bathroom or go to sleep. So that even in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not possible for him to keep the tzitz on. That's what the Ritva understands. So Machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and the Ritva, the Kohen Gadol is allowed to wear the tzitz outside of the mikdash. Anyway, says the Gemara Vayter, Ule Rabbi Yehuda Nami Haksiv Tamid. Fact, the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the pasuk says tamid. So what's Rabbi Yehuda going to do? Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the tzitz is only meratzeh when it's on the Kohen Gadol's head. So what's he going to do with Rabbi Shimon's diik that the Torah says tamid, which we're assuming is going on the end of the pasuk? That's tamid l'ratzein. The Torah says that it's tamid l'ratzein. So what's Rabbi Yehuda going to do with that? Says the Gemara, who tamid shlo yasir daita mimenu. Says the Gemara, no, tamid is not going on the end of the pasuk. It's going on mitzchay. V'haya mitzchay tamid. It can't be on his head tamid. Yeah, in a chanami, it's not on, the pasuk doesn't mean that it has to be on his head tamid. The pasuk means it has to be like in his head tamid. He has to constantly keep his mind to the fact that he's wearing a tzitz. Shelo yasiach daita mimenu. He's not allowed to be masiach das. The lashon of the malbim on the pasuk is sheyachshei b'kedushas Hashem akosav olav. He has to constantly think about the kedushas Hashem, which is written on the tzitz. That's what the pasuk means. V'haya mitzchay tamid. That should be in his head, Tamid. It should constantly be in his head, the Kedusha Shashem that's written on the tzitz. The Chayra comes out from here that the way to break up the pasuk is v'hayal mitzchay tamid, and then l'ratzin l'ham l'fnei Hashem, which is tak, if you look in our chumashim, that's how we have it. We have a zakef katon right on the top of the word tamid, which is separating that from the word l'ratzin. So it puts it together with v'hayal mitzchay tamid, l'ratzin l'ham l'fnei Hashem. Rashi in Chagiga on Vav Mabei says that an asnachna in a zakef katon is a way of splitting up a pasuk. So it's that, so the way we have in our chumashim is tak like like Rabbi Yehuda, that the word Tamid is going back on the word Mitzchai and not on the word L'Ratzon like it is the feed Rabbi Shimon, which is consistent with the way the Rambam Paskins. We said the Rambam Paskins, like Rabbi Yehuda, that the tzitz is only Meratzah when it's on the Kohen Gadol's head. It's not Tamid L'Ratzon. It's on Mitzchai Tamid. Yes, he's not allowed to be Mesiach Das from the tzitz, but it's not Tamid L'Ratzon. It's not always Meratzah because it's only Meratzah when it's on the Kohen Gadol's head. But anyway, it says Rabbi Yehuda learns from this word Tamid that there's this din that you're not allowed to be the Kohen Gadol, is not allowed to be Mesiach Das while wearing the tzitz. And like we find this halacha, could the rabbi, like Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said, Dama Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, we mentioned that he mentioned this halacha that by the tzitz you're not allowed to be Mesiach Das. He said in a different context, but Agav, through what he said, we see that there's such a halacha by the tzitz. What did he say? He said that Chayiv Adam L'mashmish B'tfilav B'chol Shah V'sha. He said that a person's chayiv to constantly touch his tefillin, to be mamashmish with his tefillin all the times, so he's not mesiach das from his tefillin. And he said that we learn this out as a kavuchaymer mitzitz. It's a kavuchaymer from the tzitz. That's how we know this halacha. What's the kavuchaymer? It says the Gemara in Amud Aleph that umatzit she'ein by ela askara achas. Because if we find by the tzitz that there's only one askara Hashem, it said on the tzitz kodesh Hashem. So it's only said she'im Hashem one time on it, and amra Torah al mitzchay tamid, and still the Torah said al mitzchay tamid that it has to be constantly on one's mind. Shelo yasiach daita mimenu, that you're not allowed to be mesiach das from the tzitz, even though there's only one askara. So tefillin she'ish ben askaris harbe. So tefillin which has a lot of askaris. The Rambam in Perek Daled of Hilchos Tefillin says that there's 21 askaris in the tefillin. So tefillin which have a lot of askaris, alachas kama v'kama, so all the more so that a person who wears tefillin, so he's not allowed to be mesiach das. But the reason why we mentioned this halacha came in because we see from this halacha that there's also this halacha, that there's also this din by the tzitz, that a person's not allowed to be mesiach das from the tzitz. Taisus on the top of the Amud on Chesem and Aleph asks an interesting kasha. Tosha says, "Tamely, lifreich malit tzitz shekin Hashem hu begaloi." That the tzitz has one up over tefillin. You're right, the tefillin has one up over the tzitz, and that there's more askaris in the tefillin. But the tzitz also has one up over tefillin because the tzitz, the shem Hashem that's written on the tzitz is begaloi. It's open. It says kodesh l'Hashem. Taimer betefillin shem mechupin or. But you're going to say the same thing about tefillin, which it's covered up. We have the batim which cover up the shemais, the different askaris. Which is a very difficult kasha to understand. Tezer seems to be asking that it's not really a good kavu chaymer. Even if we find that there's a tzit, that there's a din, not to be mesiach das from the tzitz, you can't learn from there that kol shekein by tefillin there's a din shloy not to be mesiach das. Because the tzitz has one up over tefillin and that the shame is written begaloi. Which the Tzvas Emes already points out, it's very difficult to understand why that should make a difference regarding the halachis of being mesiach das. Why should, whether or not the shame is begaloi or it's covered up, make a nafkamina regarding the halachas of Hesach Hadas. But either way, that's Tezis Kasha. And Tezis goes on to say that it must be that really this Kavu Chaymer is not a good Kavu Chaymer. Tezis sticks with this Kasha, that this Kasha, Mamish completely upshlugs the Kavu Chaymer, and there's no Kavu Chaymer, and so the Gemara says Kavu Chaymer. The Gemara just means that Tefillin has this advantage over the Tzitz, and because Tefillin has this advantage, so it makes sense that the Rabbanon would be Mesakin not to be Mesiach Das, and to be Mamashmish B'Tefillin B'Kol Shav V'Sham, in order not to be Mesiach Das, but really just the Din Rabbanon, because Midaraisa, this is not really a good Kavu Chaymer, and it's just the Din Rabbanon that the Rabbanon said not to be Mesiach Das from the Tefillin. However, if you look in the Rambam in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Tefillin, Halacha Yedalet, so the Rambam over there writes, Chayiv Adam L'mashmish B'Tefillin Kol Zman Shein Olav. A person's chayiv to constantly be mashmish with his tefillin all the time, the whole time while he's wearing them. Shelo yasiach daita mehen, in order that he's not mesiach das, afilu rega echad, even for a moment. Shekedushas and gedoyla mekedushas atzitz. Shatzitz ein bayel Hashem echad. The Rambam writes that the kedusha of the tefillin is greater than the tzitz, and therefore you shouldn't be mesiach das. And he brings this kavu chaymer, which the Yad Aaron on the Beis Yosef in Simen Chav Ches, and the Malbim in Artzas Achayim in Simen Chav Ches, they're medayik from the Rambam that the whole tone of the Rambam is mashma that he understood that this is a real kavu chaymer. It's a real kavu chaymer midaraiso, and it's a din daraiso that a person is not allowed to be mesiach das from his tefillin. I guess you'll have to say that the Rambam understood, like the Tzvas Emes, that he wasn't bothered by Tzitz's Kasha, that the Tzitz, by the Tzitz, the shame is Begaloi, as opposed to Tefillin, where their Mechupin are. He wasn't bothered by the Kasha, maybe the Rambam held, like the Tzvas Emes. Now, regarding what exactly is included in Hesach Hadas, so Amir Tashem will discuss that in the Araisa Lahalacha sheet that at the end of the week. But the Ikar Lahalacha that comes out is that we hold that Hesach Hadas just means Kalos Reish. It doesn't mean a person has to be thinking about the fact that his tefillin are on him all the time while he's wearing his tefillin. It just means that he's not allowed to act with Kalos Reish while he's wearing his tefillin. And then we'll conclude with the words of the Ritva over here. The Ritva, we mentioned the Rambam says that the Kedusha of the Tefillin is greater than the Kedusha of the Tzitz, which is really mashma, a shtick like that from our Gemara. We make a Kavuchimer from the Tzitz to the Tefillin. But the Chayr, it's Pasha that when the Gemara is making this Kavuchimer and the Rambam who says that the Tefillin are more Kaddish than the Tzitz, it doesn't mean that objectively that the tefillin are more kaddish than the tzitz. Avada the tzitz has more kedusha than tefillin. The Rambam in the Gemara just means regarding this halacha of Hesach Hadas. So regarding this halacha, so tefillin has this advantage that tefillin has more askaris, and therefore regarding this is more kedusha that you shouldn't be mesiach das. And that's what the Ritva over here in our Gemara points out. The Ritva writes afal gavda lekedusha lemili achrini tzitz chamer, even though regarding the it's actual, it's etzem kedusha, and for other things, avada the tzitz is more chamer. Sheinu ela b'kain gadol b'mikdash. There's a lot of different halachas. We mentioned already the Ritva shita that the kain gadol wasn't allowed to wear the tzitz outside of the mikdash, but for sure, it's only by the kain gadol and it's only in the mikdash. And still, afilu hachi says the Ritva inin shmiras hesach hadas shas karish of b'goyri ma'isai regarding this halacha of hesach hadas, which is talui in das karis. So regarding that halacha, tefillin chamur and sheish ben. So it's regarding this halacha that we say that tefillin is more chamer, that tefillin has more kedusha, the lashon of the Rambam. It's just regarding this halacha because hesach hadas is tali in the askaris. But avada, objectively, the tzitz is more kaddish than a person's tefillin. And you really see that from the Gemara and Kedushin as well. The Gemara and Kedushin at Samach Vavam and Aleph brings that there's a din to stand up for the tzitz. Which is not something that we find by tefillin. Oh, yeah.